Welcome to Section 9, where we talk about IT and information security. I'm Damian Hall.
And I'm Dorothy.
And for this episode, we're going to answer one question. What's next for the new lab? So last episode, we talked about being able to build a lab in like an hour and a half or so. And we're using templates, we have process, we have documentation. But once that's in there, and we have our domain controller and our user accounts in there and everything, what else are we going to do with the lab? So one of the things I was thinking about is we need to do more with Windows administration. And how do we manage things like Active Directory, Server 2019, group policy, best practice for sysadmin stuff? And this is just kind of, again, basic things that you would do with Server 2019 in a domain environment as a domain controller. Maybe some basic security stuff as well. And then same thing for Windows 10 and 11. What are some best practices for managing Windows 10 or 11? Are there some PowerShell scripts that we should be using that might help us do better system administration, whether that's for just basic Server 2019 stuff or maybe even Active Directory? And then we can go into basic security. There are some tools that we're going to have to take a look at. Bad Blood is one of them. This is the tool that I used in the past to create all kinds of different user accounts and objects within AD. And I think it more focuses on user accounts and groups so that you have something to test. So like if you wanted to hack into different user accounts and you only have two or three of them, well, that's kind of boring. So what Bad Blood will do is it will totally destroy your AD environment. So this is not something you use on a production server. You only use this for testing purposes. And again, it's going to create, I think when I ran it on my test environment, it created like 2,000 user accounts and a bunch of different groups. And so you could use that as a way of generating those accounts so that you have something to hack into. There's Sysmon for better Windows logging. There's the Elk Stack for log analysis. We can do application allow listing, which makes it harder for the hackers to get in. And then we can look at CIS benchmarks. Those are the ones that tell you how to secure things like Windows 10, maybe even Server 2019. I'm not sure they're going to have one for Windows 11, but I'm sure that the Windows 10 benchmark is going to be close, so it may actually work on Windows 11.
I was going to say, we should try it anyway.
Yeah. And then you can get fancy and put in things like a distributed switch, a virtual distributed switch. We have a couple in our VMware environment, but I'm going to have to go back and document that because a standard switch doesn't have port mirroring or port, what do they call that, a span port. And this is where you can add a monitoring system to it. So like Security Onion can do like network packet captures and things of that nature and monitor what's happening on the network and analyze things like network traffic. So with your span port, you can copy traffic from the network and send it to that span port and have something like Security Onion listening there to capture all that information and analyze that. So those are some things that I'm looking at right now. And it's going to take a lot of time and effort to figure out how we're going to incorporate these things and then have a process for managing that. But I can tell you that we have talked about all of this stuff in the past. And one of the things that has been limiting us is that so much of what we're trying to do wasn't documented. There was no process. And so, you know, if I talk about Sysmon or Security Onion, well, what do I need? I need a server. I need a workstation. I need that, Security Onion system installed and connected, and it has to have some network traffic to look at. So when you're doing, you know, system administration or security, it's not done in a vacuum, right? You can't just say, oh, I'm going to do security. What are you going to do security on? You have to have a system, whether it's Windows 10, Linux, Server 2019, Active Directory. You need something to put the security on. So having that lab environment that we can build in an hour and a half and get the basics in there, well, then we can quickly run things like Bad Blood on that. We can add in Sysmon. We can add in the Elk Stack by adding a new VM to the system. We might be able to create templates for the Elk Stack because there's no licensing for that one. Same thing with Security Onion. We can you know, maybe build a template for that and then just deploy that and add that as another VM to our existing lab environment. And that's what that basic lab environment allows us to do. We can now expand and do all these things, but also realize that there's a lot more work that has to be done because the basic lab is kind of boring until you add other things to it.
Yeah, but the thing is, having those basics documented, first of all, you're not going to be creating the lab every day. So if you go do your project and your project takes you, let's say, the 3 months that the machine is licensed, you know, the trial copy, and then all of a sudden it's like you got to stop and go, what was it? How did I set up the lab? You don't have that problem right now. However, it doesn't mean that the lab is perfect. You know, as we get into these new projects where, you know, you're wanting to do a lot of the security things in it, well, one of the things that you're going to be able to do is you already have that basic network. You just need to add to that basic more things that we may need for your advanced projects and document it in the process. So then by the time that we get done doing all the projects that we're planning on doing to get the skills that we want, you know, you may have a really complex lab. You know, you'll know how to do a basic one, and then you'll know how to do a more complicated one because, you know, you don't have to then create the first basic lab and, you know, with a complication. You already have the basic lab done, and then the complicated part can come later. But again, if you continue to document it the way that you've been doing that, you may be able to do a pretty complicated lab to get some of these things done in a short period of time as well.
Exactly. And this kind of goes along to with what you were trying to do in the past when you were looking at speeding up the installation of Server 2019. We may not need that process anymore because we have other things going on. You know, you may want to do that because you want to figure out how to
I still want to do the how to automate it because it's something that I may need it for my experience. And there may be some small automation things that we can do. But if you have the templates, you really have taken a big chewy chunk out of what I would have automated by just having it set up, you know?
Well, and yeah, and that's something interesting that you point out there, because we were looking at this, you know, speeding up the lab process in different ways, looking at how do I speed up Windows 10 installations? How do I speed up Server 2019 installations? And now that we have the VMware templates, and that's what's really cool, is that the templates help out a lot. Now, one thing that I didn't mention last episode that I should have is that the VMware templates, you only get those if you have a licensed copy of VMware and you have VCSA, vCenter Server Appliance. And so we have that vMug discount that we use to purchase that. And I got 3 years, so I have access to all the bells and whistles inside of VCSA and VMware. But that, you know, if you're trying to think about where to spend what little money you may have, that might be a way to do that because it gets you the ability to do cloning and templates, and that just speeds up the process. And if you have a really nice VMware server, you can do all these things. And
And the skills that you're gaining by using VMware like that and knowing, you know, learning how to create the templates and doing all these things, I mean, to me, that's worthwhile.
It is, because a lot of places have VMware. Now, if you don't have the ability to do that, you don't have any money to spend on this thing, that's fine. You can still do a VMware environment on something basic, you know, on a workstation. You could get the free VMware for that and do some basic stuff in there. But you want to have a process in place. You want to have that documented so that whatever basic lab you're trying to do, the basic part of it should be step by step. Step one, I do this. Step two, I do this. So that it doesn't take you a couple days to build out the lab. You just do the basics real quick, and then you add to it like we are. Anything else you want to add to this?
No, I mean, you know, just stressing the importance of documenting as you go along. Don't wait. We did that, and it cost us over a year of our time and you know, time that we could have spent just acquiring the skills that we needed. So I know it's tedious and hard and difficult because sometimes you look at it and it's like, how do I document this, you know? But it's well worth it.
Yeah, and we're doing this in OneNote because we have access to 365 Business, and we also have SharePoint involved in all of that so we can share things with each other. But if you don't have that, there are other tools out there that help you document things. I used to use Evernote. That's still a thing that's out there. Lots of people like that. You need to have a place where you can put all your notes and you can search them. And since it's just documentation of things like Windows and Server 2019, it's not that big of a deal to have it in the cloud. And then you can search that from wherever you happen to be. So while you're at work, you can see that. While you're at home, you can see that. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah, and you don't have to use the same tools that we are using. You know, if you have a limited budget or you have more budget, you know, understand there are tools that will do some of the things that the tools that we're using are doing. Choose whatever tool you like. Just understand that you need to have a place to document things where you can find them and share them, you know, with whomever you're doing this lab with and, you know, working with, because I think that's the important thing. We're just here to tell you that, you know, as part of our process, these are the tools we're using and the things that we're doing. It doesn't mean that they're the only tools and it's the only process, you know. So, and if any of you have any idea of, you know, a better process or to tweak some of the process that we put out there and want to share, we'd be happy to hear it because we're always wanting to learn. It's not like, you know, we're the Lone Ranger and we know everything. We're still learning.
Yeah, and we're still trying to figure out ways in which we can share this with everybody. So I'm actually thinking about doing something with GitHub so people can download all this information. Haven't figured out how to do that yet, so we may end up having some of this stuff on the website, which is going to be fine. But we're still working on that. So if you have any recommendations on how you want to have this information shared, let us know. But I think that's it for now. If you have any comments or questions, you can email us at support@section9.us. You want to take a look at our show notes, they'll be on our website. And if you haven't subscribed, please do so. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.